very, very important discussion this week. So great to be learning the Svarik Tshuva of the week. We'll be speaking about the question of the latest time for Mincha. It's a very, very important issue. And are we permitted to pray Mincha after Shekiyat HaChama? There's a lot of discussion, a lot of debate. Now you think, well, since the debate, you would expect Rav Avadja to just say, Safek Brachot La'akel, you're not sure whether you're allowed to pray during this time, and you may be Brachal Avatala, you should be Machmir. That's what you'd think. But he takes a different approach. Let's get into the sugya. So you know the Mishnah, at the beginning of the fourth parak, Masechet Brachot, says the opinion of the Chachamim, Tefilat Mincha Ha'erev, Ad Ha'erev. And that's a little bit of a vague term. What does it mean, Ad Ha'erev? So we're going to find a machlok between two great Rishonim, Rashi and Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi says, Ad Chashecha, which means till dark, Tzedo Kochavim. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, till Shekiah, which means sunset. So the nafkamina is, are you allowed to pray Mincha after Shekiah? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the answer is no. According to Rashi, the answer is yes. Well, now the million-dollar question becomes, well, who do we follow? So in terms of lining up the Rishonim, while there's some Rishonim that support Rabbeinu Yonah, Rav Avadja quotes a whole pile of Rishonim that agree with Rashi that you have until Tetzah Kochavim. He quotes from the Shibboleth HaLeket. He quotes from the Sefer Hayitim. He quotes from the Rav Yah. He quotes from the Gaonim, which is always to Rav Avadja very, very important. And you have the Sefer Manhig, you have the Ra'ah Rashbetz, and Hagot Maimoni, and Maharik. So that's most Rishonim say that you have, like, agree with Rashi, that you have till Tzedek Kochavim. And this is the Pesach, and most important, of the Shulchan Aruch and Rama, who say that you have until Tzedek Kochavim. Okay, so you do have Tzedek Kochavim. But undoubtedly, L'chad Chila, you want to avoid this issue. And L'chad Chila, for sure, you want to pray Mincha before Shekiah, and you want to finish the Chazara also before Shekiah. Okay, but the Avad, it seems from Shulchan Aruch Rama that you can be lenient, and that if the Avad you missed, you didn't pray Mincha before Shekiah, can you still do it afterwards? Well, since this is the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch Rama, he says it's okay. Now the only thing is you have a whole bunch of Achronim that disagree with the Shulchan Aruch Rama. So the Madeni Yom Tov, the Levush, the Vilna Gaon, Knez HaGdolah, Minchat Kohen. You have Sfaradim Ashkenazim who are more machmir and say no Mincha after Shekiah, like the Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah. So, but Rav Avadja says, well, look, now we've revealed in this generation all these Rishonim that agree with Rashi and support Ramaran and the Rama. So we're going to go with the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch. Even though Rav Avadja would say, Safek Brachot La'akel, says, no, here we can pray Mincha even after Shekiah until Tzedek HaKavim. What's Tzedek HaKavim? But it doesn't have a very long Tzedek HaKavim. As we know, we said this many, many times, that it is only Shoshu Rav Emil, the time that takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. It takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, so that 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. So you have, and only all you have is an extra 13 and a half minutes. That's it. So you have those extra 13 and a half minutes to pray Mincha. But the Avad L'Chadchila, you want to finish beforehand. But then becomes a big question. What happens if you have the following dilemma? What if if the choice is to pray Mincha before Shekiah b'yichidut without a minyan, or to pray after Shekiah with a minyan? So that's Mishnah Berurah says, no, you should pray b'chidut before Mincha, beats out tefillah b'tzibur. However, Rav Avadja disagrees, and he says that you should, against Mishnah Berurah, that since we're so into tefillah b'tzibur, that better tefillah b'tzibur after Shekiah, those 13 and a half minutes after Shekiah, then b'chidut before Shekiah. Now, one thing just to clarify, if they are starting Mincha only after Tzedek HaKavim, after 13 and a half minutes after Shekiah, then already Yakut Yosef says, if you're there, don't be part of that minyan. And if you're there already, and they're praying Mincha, relying on you being number 10, step out. Even though you may irritate them, you cannot be facilitating their violating Isur of Brachot Levatala. Very, very, very important. Now, how exactly does this play out? Let's just get to let's work out the details here. Yaku Yosef has a lot of important details. Again, L'chadchila, you want to finish all of mincha with a chazara before shikia. That's the chadchila. B'diavad, you can go till after shikia. You can go after shikia 13 and a half minutes. Okay, now, what if are you allowed to start mincha? Let's say you're yichidut, and it is, let's say, 10 minutes after shikia, and you're not going to finish the amidah until after 13 and a half minutes. So I said, no, as long as you started the amidah before say the chachamim, before 13 and a half minutes after shikia, even if you finish after 13 and a half minutes after shikia, you can still start. Now, what if you have a tzibur that are late and they're starting late? Okay, so they have a choice. Can they say they'll be able to fit in the silent amidah before 13 and a half minutes after shikia, but not with a chazara? What should they do in this case? In this case, should they do kol ram, or should they do with a chazara? The answer: they should do kol ram, and in order to be able to finish mincha before. Tzedek Kokavi before 13 and a half minutes after Shikia. Now, what about Mincha on Erev Shabbat? Erev Mincha, Erev Shabbat, you can only start, even the Yachid, even the Tefillah Balachash, you can only start after Shikia if you're going to finish before Tzedek Kokavi of Shabbat itself. Okay, very, very, very important. And one last clarification, it's permitted to say Vidui Nefilat Apayim during the time of Ben Shemashot, again, 13 and a half minutes after Shikia. Wishing everybody a great day, very important discussion. A great day, great week, much bracha, much bariyut.